This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Seven and a half the hour on the DJV program. D for Doug, that's me, Doug Steffen. J for Jennifer and Jay, Jennifer Horan, Jay Kirshner. And V for Victoria. It is a fabulous morning. I'm excited, and I'm almost in tears, actually. Charlotte, well, D, I can be in tears.
Tell everybody why. It's a good reason to be.
I am a grandfather again. My son's wife, Sophie, gave birth to young Jasper, who, as I look at him, he's a fat little guy.
He's very plump.
Yes, he's a plumper. But, you know, I feel like I almost know him through all of the things now that are possible technologically, things that you know, I've been talking about those 3D images that you have, as you can see, the ultrasound of his face and his body as he has matured, as he's grown, about every couple, 3 weeks. You know, you can, with this technology, see how the baby's developing, and that's for a number of reasons, not only to, you know, it's not only amusing kind of anecdotally for us, but you see what the baby is developing, make sure the limbs are okay, there isn't a breach, you know, all of that sort of thing. But he's quite the little, he looks like quite the character. I'm sure he's going to be a character because
he's got a really beautiful face. There, you know how babies can be kind of squinched up? He's very pretty.
Yeah.
Most babies within like the first 24 hours that they're born are kind of ugly. He is adorable.
He actually, Sophie posted a picture of Brendan when he was born next to the last picture that they took the ultrasound, and you'd think you were looking at the same kid.
I remember that. That was wild.
You remember it? Yeah, it was really wild. So it's just kind of a fun thing. His name is Jasper Bird Stefan Strauss. So his, the Jasper, yeah, that's a Brendan. Brendan. Well, both of them actually are kind of Brendan, although I'm sure Sophie went along with it because she's very
Jasper's
strong
cool
character.
Name.
It is a cool name. And Bird is for Larry Bird because Brendan's a big basketball fan, and Larry Bird was his hero. So there you go. And congratulations to anybody else and everybody else who had babies. My sister's birthday is today as well, so he would be a day before. He had just happened, depending on what zone you're in. Well, this was the West Coast zone, so East Coast zone, it was like 2, 3 o'clock in the morning. So anyway, I'm broadcasting from the Westin Hotel in Kansas City, Missouri. The National Farm Broadcasters Association has an annual meeting, and I have not been to one of these before, so I decided I'd come and see who's doing what. It doesn't take me away, though, from some of the other things that are going on. I think we ought to talk about China. I think we ought to talk about Russia. The anti-satellite missile test that we have, what else are you going to say? Duh. It was dangerous. It's irresponsible, all those things. Do you think the Russians care? Why would they care? They don't care. What do they care?
And what are they going to do, you know, at this point? What's done is done.
What's anybody? Yeah, right, exactly. All right, so what do you make of the conversation that Biden had with Xi Jinping, whatever, they supposedly are going to... She. Right, he and she. So anyway, isn't there a discussion going on about possible arms control talks and visa restrictions for journalists that have been eased? So what is in this for the United States? I guess I would ask that question, any or all observations here. What's in it for the arms control, if we have it? What's good for us in it? What's good for us in the visa restrictions being lifted for journalists? I'm sure Jennifer's going to say, not strong enough. He's not a tough leader. But you look around and you see what matters. Is this the most important thing? I want these guys to talk about what the Chinese are going to do to pay reparations for all the damage they've caused to the world because of the Wuhan virus.
the biggest disappointment is that they spoke for 3.5 hours, President Biden and President Xi, and not once did Biden bring up COVID. It wasn't even mentioned. And I don't know how you have a conversation with China and not bring up COVID.
I think that's part of the agreement, though, going into it.
Well,
what, that they were supposed to talk about it?
I mean, this is something that shut down our country. It's divided us.
Shut down the world.
Taken our kids out of school. I mean, I don't care what they agree on. We don't need to be talking to him then if he won't talk about COVID. And it doesn't have to be, look, I get it. He wants to be diplomatic, but it could be something as simple as, hey, we want to cooperate together. I mean, it could be nothing. It could be nothing that he says as long as he says something, but it was nothing. 3.5 hours of nothing. And I think that is a big
lesson. Is there a transcript out on the call?
Yeah, they released a transcript from the White House, and then the Chinese media releases a transcript that they've taken, and it's always interesting to see how one transcript airs and reads and the other
right,
one does too.
Well, is it lost in translation, some of it?
The Chinese transcript says that China threatened us, basically saying to stay out of the situation with Taiwan. I don't, you know, again, we don't know.
What does our translation say about that?
I don't know if it happened or not. In any case, it's going to be an issue that we're going to have to figure out where our red line is when it comes to Taiwan, because clearly, after the Olympics are over, China is going to make their move. They're prepping for it. They're already starting. They're doing military activities around Taiwan. And so we are going to have to figure out where we come down on that and what the line is. So, you know, and Taiwan is the best example of democracy in that area of the world. So what do we do? And I don't know that we have clear guidance yet from the administration as to what our red lines are. The reason that I don't
Well, what
you.
Should we do? What are our choices? Are we going to go to war? Are we going to, if China moves in and takes over, what are we going to do?
You can sanction. You can make it financially hard for them to do it. That would probably be the easiest. You could help arm
Taiwan. So American companies that are doing business in China, are they going to go along with that? They're going to say, yeah, you're going to put us out of
business. There's a lot of things that you can do that aren't war. There are options. And certainly not acting is problematic. But back to your point about the journalist visas and all of that. The reason I support the block or the restrictions on journalists from China is I think it should go further, because we've seen a lot of Chinese spies coming into the country.
Yep.
And they're coming in through two ways. They're coming in through members of the media, and they're coming in through student visas. And I think that we are silly if we continue to allow that to happen. I mean, for crying out loud, look at Eric Swalwell. He was sleeping with a Chinese spy. These people are really good at what they do. They ingrain themselves into people's lives. Dianne Feinstein had a Chinese spy for a driver. I mean, they're getting into places where they shouldn't be. And so, you know, I think proceeding with caution is much better than just saying we're going to ease restrictions for journalists because somehow we want to get into China. I don't know. It doesn't make a lot of sense.
Well, is this a two-way street?
It is. That's why it has to be. So that's why in order for U.S. journalists to be able to go into China and report and then freely leave without being, you know, jailed or harassed or whatever, it needed to be a tit for tat. So I don't know I know the value of the news media, but I don't know the value of having that access. I don't know.
Well, we have things like the Epoch Times, which people are reading and paying attention to a certain extent. They're a voice of American Chinese that have been, the expatriates, would you call them that?
Yeah.
From China. They're all.
That's what they are.
Yeah. Expats. And they present a picture of China that isn't like anything else.
They're not sending reporters to China, though. They've probably got sources buried within the country, which seems to me far more accurate than sending a bunch of reporters over there to sit in front of a Chinese-approved landmark and talk about how great the government is. This, to me, has no value to send our news media over there with the visa. I mean, China is the master at manipulating stories anyway. You think that you send someone over there, they're going to be allowed to report on what's really happening? No way. So then what do? We allow people to come over here and end up in bed with our congressmen.
All right, so let's turn that around a little bit. We've been all worked up about the inaccuracies of social media here, but don't we consider the people who are supposedly quote-unquote reporting on social media to be the same sort of people, like street people, the people that we're talking about that are over in China? If we have people that are just there undercover and reporting back things. How is that any different than what we read here and turn up our nose at with regard to social media?
I don't think I follow that.
Yeah, I'm confused by that.
I don't know if I follow.
The fact that we have people, we have a lot of consternation about
in China,
people.
Right? Mm-hmm.
No, but I'm saying if we the sources could be a traveler, could be a visitor, could be somebody who's there just to be a tourist, allegedly, and they could be reporting back. So how is that any different than somebody there is a quote unquote report that this is going on? Well, you can't verify it. It's just is what somebody says. How's that any different than here or elsewhere, people being upset about the inaccuracies that come from social media?
I still don't know if I track, but this is what I think you're trying to say. I think when you've got a communist country like China that is so tamped down, I would rather, because you're already going to get what they want you to know, right? The Chinese government is already going to tell you what they want you to know. So it doesn't behoove us to send a reporter to do that, because you're already going to be getting the song and dance from China.
But you're doing a terrible job of explaining.
Does anybody else get it? Is it just me?
I'm saying we put down the gossipy sort of individual things that don't come from quote-unquote official sources, official reporters, journalists, because it just is something that is posted on Twitter. So how would a post on Twitter here be any different from just the average Joe, from somebody who's an average Joe wandering around in China that sends back information that we deem credible?
Anybody who has any information that's credible isn't going to be tweeting from China, because I don't even know if people are allowed on Twitter. And it's so censored.
My point, just to finish up what I was saying before, is that if you send a newsmedia person on like a visa program, they're going to be spoon-fed what the Chinese Communist government wants them to report on. That's one thing. From a place like China, where they don't have access to Twitter, they don't have access to Facebook, they are able to give you a story that you can then try to corroborate with other people to try to get something factual that you would report on.
It's a lot of work anyway. Okay, it's 19 past the hour. You're listening to the DJV program with Jen, Jay, Victoria, and Doug.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
Time for you to get great discounts on all MyPillow products. If you go to MyPillow.com right now, click on the Radio Listener Specials page, go to that box, put in DJV, you'll get deep discounts on MyPillow's mattress toppers, towels. They have slippers, dog beds, even high-quality blankets. For example, the offer right now is buy one, get one free on the Giza Dream Sheets. All MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. My favorite is the MyPillow pillow. I love that. But also the sheets and I just like them all. Slippers are great, too. And the reason they are, because they're so well made. Made in America, folks. All MyPillow products made in America. Go to MyPillow.com. Click on the Radio Listener Specials page. Buy one, get one free offer on the Giza Dream Sheets. Discounts up to 65% if you use the DJV code for great MyPillow specials at MyPillow.com.
Shop on eBay this holiday season to get more for your dough on stand mixers. Or get more for your buck on this season's hottest tech and gaming gear. And on eBay, you can even get more Thanksgiving deals with a second helping of savings. The holidays are here. You can get more because you save more on premium brands with eBay's exclusive Thanksgiving deals. Get more when you get it on eBay.
Velvety paper feel, exquisite colors, stunning scale. At Staples, we sweat the details and quality of every print project
Stop by Staples and try our Print Big Promise. We're committed to getting your print job right, to treating your small business like a big deal, and guiding you from start to finish. Get 20% off signs, banners, and posters when you spend $75 or more. Offer ends January 1st. Visit staples.com/services/printing for details. Staples, where small business prints big.
Progressive Motorcycle presents Road Wisdom from the Motor. To find your balance, keep riding. And if you stop, put your feet down so you don't fall. Progressive Motorcycle also presents Roadside Assistance. Progressive Motorcycle, for those who were born to ride. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
I represent low-cost airlines, and we know a lot of you are not traveling right now, and we understand. However, if you do need to travel between now and the end of the year, now is a great time to lock in some of the lowest prices we've seen in a lifetime. Hey, in normal times, we can save you up to 75%, but now airlines are practically giving away seats. We have inside deals on over 500 airlines. Here are a few sample round-trip deals we found. Seattle to Vegas, $35. Chicago to Atlanta, $85. Los Angeles to Atlanta, $100. Of course, there are some limitations, but the airlines want your business right now. And cancellation and change fees are flexible. So fly somewhere this year, book now, save a ton, call right now.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
It's 23 after the hour now on the DJB program. It is trending time. Well, everything is, I think I say this frequently, everything we talk about is trending in one way or another. That's why we talk about it, because we figure you'd be interested in the things that are trending. But here's some more on Travis Scott, Jay, who appears to be moderately subhuman in his context with the rest of the world. So all he advertises is amazing. I mean, I didn't even know who this guy was before the incident last week at Astroworld, and now he seems to be everywhere, and it's not necessarily in a positive light. So he is big enough that Nike was going to sponsor a shoe in his name or something, or is he a spokesperson for Nike?
Well, he's been doing a bunch of different things. He partnered with McDonald's recently, and Astroworld is kind of like an annual festival that he started in 2018. 2019, a bunch of people got injured. 2020, they took off because of the pandemic, went back this year, and you know, we see how over 300 people were injured, 10 people dead. He was supposed to do a collaboration with Nike, but the company has pulled their campaign with him at the last minute. Fortnite already pulled some featured audio clip of one of his songs. The Houston Rockets postponed a promotion that were supposed to be featuring Travis Scott. You have Dior, who is in the process of trying to figure out whether or not to pull its menswear collaboration with Scott. That's supposed to debut next season. W Magazine features Kylie Jenner and Travis Scott on their cover with a whole interview inside the magazine. It's already been printed. It's already on the trucks. And W Magazine is frantically looking to stop the delivery. They're trying to get this whole, the latest edition of the magazine completely.
Why, what's in there about him that's, is it positive? It puts them in a positive light, and they don't want to do that. I mean, I think people need to or want to know. A lot of people want to know more about this guy, and I would think the W Magazine article would be a good way for people to learn more about this, unless it's a fluff piece.
No, they just feel that it should be stopped because it's just in bad taste, given everything that's going on.
Well, is it really? I mean, is it? If people want to know more about this guy, why isn't this
I agree with Doug. I think more people would buy the magazine just to see what, you know, what he was saying, right, you know,
what
which,
is he all about?
You know, before the Astroworld disaster. Maybe they're pulling it because maybe he said something in there that he likes to get the crowd hyped up, or maybe his lawyers have wanted to pull it. I don't know.
That could be it. Yeah, that could be it. Maybe the lawyers are asking to get a
pull. If he admits something in that interview that could be used against him, you know, in the lawsuit.
Well, if that's the case, it's like, hey, this already happened. It should go to print. Or it just should. It already is printed, but it should be distributed. So a source with W Magazine said that it just, given everything that happened, it seems inappropriate. Mm. That was the statement.
So Kylie Jenner is his girlfriend, right?
Yes. Currently pregnant with their second child.
Okay. And so what has she had to say, and how does she play into all of this? Certainly very well known. She's more well known than he is, isn't she?
I would say so, yeah.
Depends on the world, I guess.
But I don't think she said much.
The demographic.
Yeah, I don't think she said much from after the initial thing, because she got kind of dragged for it, didn't she? I mean, when she first came out.
Well, yeah, because she had their daughter Stormy there, who's 3 years old. She was dancing in, like, a VIP secluded section with her sister Kendall. And she said that, didn't she say at one point that they were oblivious to anything that had really happened until after the show? But then there were some videos where she kind of looks into the crowd and she looks horrified for a moment and then turns away.
So what about
people
the
speculating
staff?
Things. She could have been looking at anything. Well, the staff, so this is heartbreaking. The medic company, Paradox, who were hired to help out, they had a team of more than 70 people trying to save lives that night. The CEO said that at one point, 11 people were being treated for cardiac arrest following a crowd surge. So many young people at the same time. Some of the concert goers were grabbing at the medics crews, asking for help, begging for help, but they couldn't be helped because somebody else was worse off. People were dying. They had to go help them. And other concert goers thought it was theatrics, that these were actors that were just trying to, you know, do a part or whatever, that things weren't actually happening.
Great.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
You've heard that supply lines are down or moving slow. And that most everything costs more these days. But good news. High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable and easy to clean. So this year, give the gift of pain relief. An extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
Angie's List is now Angie, and caring for your home just got easier. Whether you need help with routine maintenance or a dream remodel, Angie makes it easy to see reviews, compare quotes, and connect with top local pros who can get the job done right. Plus, you can see upfront pricing and instantly book hundreds of projects. No phone tag, just the work you need done at a time that works for you. Angie's got your to-do list covered from start to finish. Book your next home project today at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A whistleblower's email shows Attorney General Merrick Garland lied to Congress as the Department of Justice is investigating parents at school board meetings as domestic terrorists. House Education and Labor Committee member Republican Congressman Greg Murphy on Fox News.
Attorney General Garland basically perjured himself in front of Congress and should really face the consequences before this.
Attorney General Merrick Garland under oath before Congress.
I can't imagine any circumstance in which the Patriot Act would be used in the circumstances of parents complaining about their children.
A California couple was sentenced to prison and absentia for stealing more than $20 million in COVID-19 relief funds. 43-year-old Richard Evazian and 37-year-old Marietta Tara Balian are currently on the run. The FBI is offering a reward up to $20,000 for information leading to their arrest. This is USA Radio News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
A whistleblower on Tuesday released an email from the Justice Department showing they were directing federal officials to investigate parents at school board meetings as domestic terrorists.
I can't imagine any circumstance in which the Patriot Act would be used in the circumstances of parents complaining about their children, nor can I imagine a circumstance where they would be labeled as domestic terrorism.
Republican Congressman Greg Murphy on Fox News is on the House Education and Labor Committee.
They should be very, very afraid. This brings us back to the days of, you know, Hoover and McCarthyism, that labeling, essentially labeling good, honest American citizens are now being vilified and basically tracked by our own Department of Justice. And this brings it really to a point that Attorney General Garland basically perjured himself in front of Congress and should really face the consequences before this.
Republican Congresswoman Virginia Fox on the same committee.
Well, we know that the whole campaign was a lie. We know that they have continued to lie. They say that the bankrupt the country better isn't going to cost anything. And so this group of people believes that they can fool the American people, all the people, all the time. But that is just not true. I think it is vital that Attorney General Garland come back and answer more questions.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hour of this hour of the DJV program. I'm Doug Steffen with my pals Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Jay Kirshner. I'm looking at a picture of my new grandson who looks like a healthy little Bubba for sure. He's got a little hat on. I just posted it. If you want to put it on the DJV show, you can do that if you want to, Jay.
I posted it on my... You know his measurements yet? You know how much he weighed, how long he was?
Well, he weighed... 2 weeks ago, he weighed 7'9".
Wow, he's a big guy.
So
wow.
Look at him. He's
I know.
And no wonder she was going to have a natural birth. And she talked a good game. And I was very respectful. I thought this was very cool. Because they look at stuff. They're going to have chiropractic for him and things like that. And so...
Was she going to do a water birth at home? I think it was a water birth, right?
Yeah, right, exactly. But apparently he's so big, the pain was excruciating, so Brendan brought her over to Cedars to have the epidermal. And then she was okay, but I think she just stayed. But it looks like they're home, and the pictures I'm seeing are pictures from home. So whether she went back home...
How would they let him out of the hospital? That seems odd.
I don't know.
Really fast.
Yeah, well, anyway... It's good that you didn't... I mean, how long did it take you to give birth to Mac, Jay? How was that
hours.
Process? Oh!
38 hours and a C-section. So that was fun. But I already, my birth plan, I told my doctor from the beginning, I'm coming in, my birth plan is to let you do the stuff, give me all the drugs, and I want the epidural. And the woman who doesn't want the drugs, I'll take her dose as well.
That's pretty funny. And so it was a painless. There's a thing. My children were both born with C-sections. Tony she gained 45 pounds, and she was 5'1", she would normally weighed maybe 120. She gained 46 pounds with Megan. Megan came out at 9'8", and she was about a week late. And
so you guys make big babies is what you're saying.
Yeah, 9.8 pounds.
Full.
Yeah.
Oh
my God. I weighed 9'1" when I was born.
Wow.
I haven't, how much did you weigh when you were born, Jennifer? You remember?
I didn't weigh exactly, but my mom told me I was 8 pounds, 6 ounces, I think. So I was pretty big.
Jay, how about you? How much did you weigh when you came out?
Oh, I was 10 pounds something ounces. I was huge.
Wow.
Thought I was a boy and I was going to be a football player.
And how about you, Victoria? What did you weigh when you popped out?
I think I was around 8'6", something like that. I was I was like 22 and a half inches long, though. I was really tall. I was
You're tall.
Yeah.
Now, you're tall. What are you, about 5'10", 5'11"?
I'm like 5'9 and a half.
Oh. Well, you were taller than me when I saw you the other day.
Yes, because you're not 5'9".
That's because you're 5'8".
Yeah. Jennifer, you're like, aren't you 5'10"? I'm forgetting how tall you are, but I know you're pretty tall. Aren't you 5'10"?
Yeah, I probably shrunk a little. I'm sure I'm about 5'9 and a half like Victoria. And I was tall, too. I was a long baby. I was like, 21 and a half or something like that inches long. So
my mom was 5'3",
so it was tough on her.
How tall?
It keeps coming and coming and coming.
I've never seen you standing up. Jay, now that I think about it, isn't it funny how we do this program? Like, it sounds like we're all in the same room. We're all together.
We don't even know how tall we are.
Yeah.
But yeah.
I'm like the short one of the bunch. I'm 5'7".
Yeah. So there you go. All right. So we'll celebrate the baby as we move on. Pretty exciting stuff. I'm looking at him and I have a tear in my eye. It's kind of neat to see. Understanding, I get really very heavily philosophical. When I look at this, I want to kind of be on that podcast that we do, Zodiac Magic, to do my spiritual stuff. Thinking about the pictures of this little thing as it was growing in the womb, and one cell becomes two, and two becomes four, and how it really is. It's I became friends yesterday with flying out to Kansas City with a pilot for American. Who happened to be on the same flight I was on. He lives in Kansas City, but he flies Boston to London, which I got a kick out of. And so he just gotten in from London, and he was on the plane, and I happened to sit next to him. And so we had a long chat about a lot of different things. And he has a son who's a special needs youngster and two daughters. And he was so proud of them. And I just love seeing parents that are like that. And how he, a lot of pilots have jobs on top of being a pilot because they're gone, but then they're around, like he has 3 or 4 days layover now before he has to go back. And he spends all his time with his son, taking care of and nurturing his son. You think about how all of the things fit together and how sometimes it doesn't all work. But when you also think about how complicated and complex our bodies are, and the fact that we are healthy and that things work the way that they do. And I'm not sure that a lot of people even give it a lot of thought. They take it for granted. But it is the most marvelous thing to see a life to come together, if you will, like this. And it just it gives you sobering thoughts to think about what's really important in your life. I think it does anyway. All right. So meanwhile, back at the ranch. The demand is growing for digital vaccine passports as the borders open up. I also noticed that Pfizer has asked the FDA to authorize its COVID pill. How is the pill that Pfizer has put together different than Moderna? Moderna already has their approval, right? The last week when we talked about They have
That was Merck. No, yeah, that was
Merck.
Merck pill.
Yes, it was.
That has not been approved in the U.S. yet, but that was approved by the U.K. government. But the Merck pill is they're a few weeks ahead of Pfizer. So I think Pfizer probably wants to play some catch up so that, you know, if there are contracts to be had, Pfizer definitely doesn't want to, you know, miss out on the business, I'm sure.
All right. So how is it that this works? Is anybody, I haven't asked, I can't ask Jack because he doesn't believe in any of this stuff. Jack Stockwell, one of our doctors, but Ken will have the insight on it on DGV Health, I'm sure, this weekend.
They work is that they stop the enzyme that in the virus that keeps it from replicating. And so, like, if it can't reproduce itself, then the virus goes nowhere and you get over it, and that's it. So that's the technology behind all of them.
You take the pill if you have COVID. You don't take the pill to keep. You still have to have a vaccine.
Correct. The vaccine is still the best way to protect yourself. If you have a breakthrough case, then that's what these pills would be used for.
See, I think a lot of people think that it's going to be a pill instead of a shot. I think that's...
Well, it could be, you know, maybe it could be for some people. If they don't want to get the shot and they want to... Now, the thing to me, though, is I don't know how much technology is, you know, how much similar technology exists between the Pfizer vaccine and the Pfizer pill. Because if you don't want the Pfizer vaccine, then you obviously have your reasons for not wanting that. I don't know. Would people actually trust a Pfizer pill then? I don't know.
Mm-hmm. So
I think it depends. I mean, for someone like me, like I'm upset about the fluid that or the suspension fluid that's used for the vaccine because I've had bad reactions with shots.
So the pill would be perfect for you then.
So the pill would be something more of interest to me because I'd feel safer taking it. But then there are other people who think that, you know, it's just not. It's still very exploratory.
What are the ingredients? Are the ingredients like the same stuff that they use, like hydrochloroquine or whatever that stuff was, and some of the other things that have been used to fight it in hospitals?
I don't think hydroxychloroquine is in any of these pills.
I don't think we know what's in, and that's part of the problem, is that most of the stuff is not easily found. You have to really dig for it to find out what's in the stuff. So, yeah.
All right. So the digital vaccine passport discussion, borders are opening up. Going to go to Hawaii next week, and there's a certain rigmarole that's involved in going over to Hawaii and coming back. The pilot of the plane that I was on, who came in from London yesterday, has said their loads have increased eightfold. They were flying back and forth from Boston, Chicago, New York, Miami, Los Angeles, wherever American flies from, with like one tenth of a load before everything opened up. But they needed to keep, you know, going and servicing those who wanted to go. But he said the planes have, now they're about half load since November 8th, which I thought was interesting. Things are easier now. We're welcoming people in here. So this digital vaccine passport, is that for everybody or is it just for the people? I mean, I'm guessing that this is sort of, is this easier to handle than the vaccine certificate, or why isn't the vaccine certificate just like a digital passport? Why isn't it one and the same? Would be my question.
Well, I guess if it's digital, it'd be easier to scan if you were going someplace or wanting to show it to somebody.
There are a lot of apps that exist now already, you know, depending on what state you're in. Like New York and New Jersey each have one. I'm assuming California probably too. And you just upload your vaccine card into the app, and that's what they call your digital passport. Is that what you're talking about?
So they get it that way. Well, I think it is. I've got a picture of my passport on my phone. I mean, not my passport, but my card on the phone. So if anybody asks me, I just say, okay, yeah, here it is. I guess that makes sense.
Okay. You know, okay.
But now, as far as the borders are concerned, why did you say it that way? Why did you say that, Victoria? That way. Okay.
Well, no. Your actual passport, or do you mean your vaccination card?
No, my vaccination card. I took a picture of it, I would have it. But
because I was
passport?
About to give you a whole, you know, cybersecurity lecture on why you should not have a picture of your actual travel passport, of your actual U.S. government-issued passport, the physical thing. You should never, ever, ever carry pictures of it.
So, but
oh, anyway, I don't have my passport in. No, no, okay. I don't have. I have my passport. I don't have it in my
phone.
Okay,
that was what what the groan was that you heard, because I wasn't sure what you were referring to.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, well, taking a picture of your vaccine card is fine. Also, just for, you know, depending on where you're going, you should also have a picture of the back of it.
Maybe I need to ask this question in a different way. I don't seem to be communicating as well as I normally might today. What is going on at the border right now? Isn't that one of the main sources of...
Nobody
of
knows. Isn't that a laugh riot?
Okay. Well, that's kind of what
anything.
I was getting out of this.
Are you talking about for vaccine requirements, or are you talking about people just...
Well, we've been concerned about people coming in here who have COVID or could have it because they haven't had
they're
any shots.
Being tested.
They're just all...
Right.
Yeah, I mean, they just let people go wherever they want to go. Seems
well,
kind of counterproductive.
It's a real rub for California because we have such strict requirements that we have to live by, yet people are crossing in to our state, to our country every single day through California. And it's like, it is quite annoying because one of the surges that we had around Christmas time last year, many people, experts in the state, have linked to people coming across the border because the spread all came through Imperial County, which is the county right at the border just south of San Diego County.
Yeah.
And so it is troubling to know that people can come back and forth without having to deal with the same restrictions that American citizens do. So it's frustrating, certainly. But as far as the opening up the border goes, they just did that a couple weeks ago, so people can drive back and forth across the border into Mexico.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. All right. This is the kind of stuff that drives me nuts, frankly. And I don't want to be driven nuts. So let's pause for a few moments here. It's 10, well, it is neither. It's 48 past the hour on the DJV program.
Rob tried to manage his constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating day after day. After realizing it was irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C, he found another way and finally said yes to adding Linzess.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbey and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Elizabeth, what's the deal? Now, you always are running specials at Calitrin, so what's the approach for people to get the best for their buck?
It's so good to give your body back that collagen protein, the way that your body had it when it was younger. Well, right now we actually have a huge fall special where when you buy 3 months supply, and that's where our huge 86% success rate is, you know, it's not a quick fix bad product, but our 90 day supply has huge results. And when you buy that 90 days, you're going to get 90 days free. So you're basically paying half price. It's buy three, get three free, and it's also unlimited. So if you wanted to stock up and save even more, it's on our website. You can buy four, get four, buy 10, get 10. It's on toploss.com. That's TOPLOSS. You can also use the promo code DJV to not have to pay shipping on any orders of Calitrin, too.
Check it all out at toploss.com. That's the Calitrin website that works, and that's why I'm proud to be behind it and endorse it. DJV at toploss.com. Thanks, Elizabeth. Don't forget about our daily download, excerpts of the DJV program, pithy comments from everybody here. Check it out at djvshow.com, please.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business.
So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
You think I was kidding when I said that? 53 past the hour now on the DJD program. Time for our weekly visits. Warren visits every day with his pet tips on the program. And then we have him here live on Wednesdays to bring us up to date on his latest research. Now that he's been on the air for 140 years, it really is beginning to show the people who pay attention to him and what he's all about. I guess, well, people have been paying attention to you for a long time. As a matter of fact, I see that the David Letterman stupid pet trick, which I think was started when you were doing David Letterman's program, has been re-imaged, if you will, as a comedy variety series on TBS. What do you think of that?
Yeah, him and his ex-girlfriend, Meryl Marcoux, who was they were together. I'll tell you how this whole thing started. I did not invent stupid pet tricks. I was training David Letterman's two dogs, Bob and Stan. I was at the fourth floor of 30 Rock in New York City working with the dogs. And Dave goes to me, Warren, that's great. What other things do you teach other people's dogs? Can you teach him something stupid? And I said, well, I can teach him to crawl on his belly like a war dog. That's what I did in the hallway of NBC. Some strange looks, by the way, especially from Tom Brokaw. Anyway, I teach the dog to crawl on his belly, and Dave says to me, that's the stupidest thing I ever saw. His girlfriend, Meryl, at that time said, stupid pet trick. So I'm assuming that they've talked about doing a segment on stupid pet tricks for a year, but I think it kind of brought it fresh into their life. Great segments. People loved it. I'm glad to see the show's coming back on the streaming service.
Right. Sarah Silverman is going to be the host. I don't know if that distracts or adds to. I don't think she's that funny. Matter of fact, I think she's kind of annoying. But
she is. But I think she'll be fine in that role. And she's a huge, huge animal lover. So I think it'll be fun.
And Letterman apparently is producing the show. This is
Letterman in conjunction with his ex-girlfriend. That's what amazes me. In his conjunction with his ex-girlfriend, Meryl Marcoux, they're producing the show.
Wow.
Right. So they're going to have a parade of pets performing all these silly things. This sounds like a page out of, what was that show that's on ABC that the Bergeron used to host? Was
America's Funniest Home Videos?
Funniest Video, yeah. Those were always dogs doing silly things as well.
right?
Yeah, it's got to be a hit right off the bat. I mean, I just people love animals. I forget where they're streaming, but people love animals, so it's going to be a hit. I'm good for them. And you know what? It may actually help some people and say, I'm going to go adopt a dog if they see a generic dog doing something properly. The only hesitation I have is some people may get frustrated trying to teach their dog what they saw on TV.
Mm-hmm. Well, then what's your advice to people when it comes to teaching dogs? You're the world's foremost expert in teaching dogs anything and everything. So if people are going to do it on their own, reward? How do you
teach? No, find things your dog wants to do. Why do we teach dogs things that they don't have to do? Why are we teaching dogs to balance a biscuit on their nose and flip it in the air? Knock it off. If your dog doesn't want to learn how to chase a ball, teach him to do something else. That's always been my approach. If you force a child to do something, or if you force an animal to do something, you're not going to get the same results as if they're doing something they enjoy or they're learning. So if your dog doesn't like certain things, do something else with him. He doesn't like agility training, do a different type of obedience training. Follow your dog or your cat's lead. They know what they can do best.
Uh-huh. All right. You've been studying something called dogsomnia, which I'm guessing is the opposite of human insomnia. Is it? What is dogsomnia?
I'm assuming you and Victoria are going to disagree with this story, because I disagree with it as well. But according to a study at the renowned Mayo Clinic, adults used humans and dog body monitors to measure whether having a dog in the bedroom, in the bed, has an effect on sleep quality. And they found out that it does. They say that you don't sleep as well. You don't get the real deep sleep, because every time your dog moves, something about you wakes up. Now, I'm going to take the opposite side of it. I can't go to sleep unless I have a dog in bed with me.
Yeah, I like
that. Let's edit that a different way, okay? I can't go to sleep unless I have a dog or a cat in bed with me. Just having an animal in bed with me, you know. Last night I was sleeping, and Molly, my little terror, was next to me, and our breathing was kind of just went at the same time. You know, we were breathing at the same time, and we went into this really deep sleep. You know what? So you stay up a little later. It's okay to be tired as long as your dog has a good night's sleep. That's my opinion anyway.
What about Denise? What does she think of having the dogs in the bed?
She's happy. She's thrilled with it. Yeah, she loves having the dogs in the bed. She always had dogs her whole life as well. And one more trip before I let you go. Do you feel guilty? A new study says people feel guilty. Pet guardians feel guilty about lying to their pet. The second biggest lie in the world is telling your dog you will be right back.
I always feel terrible.
I do. I feel guilty. I'm lying to you. I know I'm lying to you. And you know what? They know you're lying to them just as well.
Well, look,
I'll be right back, guys.
I remember Daisy, whenever I leave like I did yesterday, looks at me and she sticks her nose in the pillow and that's it. She doesn't acknowledge anything else. So they know what's going on for sure.
Absolutely.
All right. Great job. Congratulations again on 40 years as a broadcaster. Warren,
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and gonna stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.